the first time in 27 years, the Clipper Round the World Yacht Race will stop over in Scotland. The fleet of 11 70-foot ocean racing yachts owned by Clipper Ventures will berth in Oban starting on the 12th of July and stay for 10 days after a 40,000 nautical mile race around the world. The local community in Oban will welcome the final homecoming from Washington, D.C., the USA leg of the race, and provide a 10-day festival programme of events framed under the Festival of the Sea. There's going to be a food and drink village to showcase local produce, the Rockfield Centre, an ocean health marine conservation demonstration at Sam's, on the water sports club taster sessions, Gaelic heritage, and guide tours and walks around Oban. And here I've got a range of the project team involved in making this all happen to talk about what's going on and how to get involved. Okay, so in the run-up to the Clipper race coming to Scotland for the first time in 27 years, I'm joined by a range of people that have been involved in making that happen. So I'm going to get them to introduce themselves so that you know who they all are by the sounds of their voice. So, Andy, do you want to start off and introduce yourself?
Hi there, Pippa. Yeah, I'm Andy Spence. I'm the chief executive of Bid for Oban. We're the business improvement district for Oban that represents businesses across Oban, and also work widely with Argyll and Isles Tourism Cooperative, Wild About Argyll. We've been running for 12 years and have invested substantially in the business community of Oban and Oban as a town.
Fab. Thanks, Andy. And Cathy.
Yeah, hi Pippa. So I'm Cathy Craig. I'm the CEO of Argyll and Isles Tourism Cooperative. Our role is to be the strategic marketing lead for Argyll and the Isles, helping to promote our vibrant visitor economy. We've been going for the last 12 years, and I work in close partnership with Bid for Oban, Argyll and Bute Council, Visit Scotland and a wide range of other partners to make sure we get visitors to the region and that they spend their money in our local economy.
Thanks, Cathy. Anishka.
Yeah, hi, I'm Anishka Miller. I work for SAMHS, the Scottish Association for Marine Science, where I am the head of communications and also direct our Ocean Explorer Centre, and as such have probably more to do with tourism than most of my colleagues here. As you've all been shown of how old you are, I shall do the same. We are 140 this year.
You win.
we haven't always been in Oban, but since the late 1960s, I think we have. And so we feel very much part of the Oban community.
Lovely. And last but not least, Selina.
Hi, everybody. My name is Zelina Jatieva. I'm Economic Growth Officer with the Council. For last 4 years, I worked for the Council in slightly different roles, but enjoying it very much. And I'm fortunate to put into the coordination of this project, of this fantastic new event in Oban.
Lovely. Thank you. And I hope people are already getting the sense of partnership in action from just the range of people involved. But Andy, I'm going to come to you first, because this is a major coup, really, for Oban and for Argyll and Bute to get this event. How did it all happen? Tell us about what sparked that off.
Well, basically, in July of last year, we had a request from Clipper Events to find out if Oban would be interested in hosting the Clipper race. Now, this is partly because they had traditionally gone over to Londonderry. However, because of the fact that they didn't have their parliament operating at that time, they were unable to make a decision as to whether Clipper could visit. So they were speaking with other ports around the country, some really large ports. And when push came to shove, the one that they've been negotiating with in Scotland was unable to host them it wasn't a good logistical venue for them either. So they then started looking further afield in ports in a south of the border, and they came up with a decision that Oban would actually have the best fit for this. And I worked very hard with economic development to pull the proposal together. And I think we turned it around. We had a really tight window. I think we turned it around in about 2 weeks to say, yes, we would like to host it. And then a lot of the hard work started. So the negotiations and everything, but we were able to confirm within a 2 week period that, yes, we would like to host it and reap the benefits that come with it to the town.
Now, well, I say quite a success to do. And I think, you know, Oban's all about its gateway to the Isles and very much about the sort of vibrant harbour, isn't it? So it does feel like a fab fit for Oban. And I mean, tell us what's going to be happening in the town when this happens. I mean, what can people expect? Because hopefully we're whetting their appetite to all come and take in the joys of Oban and wider afield.
Well, the really exciting thing is that when the representatives from Clipper came up to visit the town, they were absolutely blown away with what we had to offer in terms of accommodation, in terms of the North Pier pontoons, in terms of how close everything is together. Because sometimes when they go to a port, they can be in a port, but they are having to travel to hotels or having to travel to other facilities. And I remember the evening before we did the walk around in Oban, one of the representatives of Clipper said to me, "You keep on saying everything's a 5 minute walk, and we will see tomorrow." And when we actually met in the council buildings in Oban on that cold and wet February morning, we were able to walk them round the town. There was no cars. We just walked them round the town to all the venues. So the North Pier pontoons, the Corran Halls, Station Square, Oban High School, even up to Mossfield, where we have introduced them and told them what goes on at Mossfield, which is shinty, which they didn't have a clue about, but we are going to be having a shinty taster session for the crews, where they can go and learn how to play shinty, and more importantly, the following day, watch one of the semi-finals of the Macaulay Cup. So there's lots of events planned for the town. So we've obviously got our civic reception, we've got our prize giving, we've got Kayleigh getting put on for them. We've got a headline at Skerry Vor, who are coming to play in the Corran Halls. And that's the first time they've been back in Oban for 4 years. So that's been a major coup. But I think it's going to be the atmosphere within the town with the food villages and using, you know, likes of places like Rockfield for communication centres. And again, all the pubs, all the cafes, all the restaurants reaping the rewards of the Clipper coming into the town. They've got a huge entourage that comes with them. And with that, the town will be branded, you know, Clipper 2024. And it's one of the real things that has filled me with a lot of pride is when you look at the Clipper magazine and the Clipper brochure, you get to page 66 and it says Washington, D.C., Seattle, then Washington, D.C. And you turn the page and it says Oban, Little Oban. So we're being represented. We're representing Scotland in, you know, a major event, worldwide event, and all the crews that will bring into the town from every nationality across the world. And when you see what they've done over in other places across the world, Vietnam, China, we can replicate this in Oban, but ours are going to be a lot smaller. It's all going to be within walking distance. We've got loads of additional car parking. So the town is going to be absolutely buzzing for this.
Yeah, and quite a spectacle. And initially, I mean, you talked about Sam's link to Oban, but you're getting involved in those events and the sort of some of the wider benefits of linking to business and your work in the marine environment, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, this is a hugely amazing opportunity. I mean, one of the big things in the world to me is that we live on the terrestrial place, but really we are on the blue planet and people always forget about it. I have spent my life trying to educate people about this, and people don't like to be educated very much. You know, people like to experience, they like to engage with things. And marine sports is a really good way to get people into something, so that rather than us going out and educating them, they come to us and kind of say, tell us about things. And then it's a very different kind of approach. So for me, the opportunity to work with the sailing community, to all the people that love the ocean, just like we do, just from above, and they actually sail over so many of the amazing things below them, being able to kind of tell them a bit more about what is below them and how it all works. It's a great opportunity, and it's not new to me. I mean, Clipper is the first time coming as a full race here, but I talked already 10 years ago with Clipper about the opportunity to develop a whole education program for the global kind of thing with them, but we couldn't get funding at the time for it. Then for the last 2 years or 3 years, they've come here with one of their sailing boats to do our Isles and Oceans, just little sailing sojourns and educational things. So I've worked with them for a number of years, and but not with the whole big kind of setup, just with the small education setup. But so yes, for us it's a great opportunity to also make new friends and meet new people that have opportunities and access to boats and things, access to infrastructure that we don't necessarily always have.
Yeah, fantastic. And I mean, Cathy, you're involved in tourism in Argyle Butte, as you said, for 12 years. And, you know, these kind of events can have a massive longer term impact, can't they?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the first time in 27 years that the Clipper has done a stopover in Scotland. So it's significant for this international race, and that will bring international media presence and understanding of what we have to offer. And obviously, you know, we're a huge marine environment. We enjoy fantastic marine facilities, and Oban has a long sailing history, as do many other places on the Argyll coastline. We position ourselves as Scotland's adventure coast and that kind of marine environment. So this opens up sailing as a sport to people who perhaps are less familiar with it. It brings high profile international focus, not just on Oban, but on the whole of Argyll and the Isles. It creates interest from a whole different sector, the sports sector, who may not be aware of Argyll and Butte and what we have to offer. And it's just one of many fabulous events that we've got scheduled over the summer. The tourism economy of Argyll and the Isles is still, you know, we're still in recovery, as are lots of places across Scotland. I mean, last year, you know, it delivered £572 million in economic impact. It's hugely important to communities, and it supports over 7,500 jobs. So it's a big deal. Tourism remains a big deal. We're still 13% down on the visitor numbers we enjoyed in 2019. So we need big events like this. We need headline media coverage to help us get back to the heady days of 2019, when we really enjoyed the highest visitor numbers that we've had in the history of us recording those numbers. And it's visitors, you know, hone in on events and then start to explore around the event. So events are really important, and having this international event visit us and bringing all that international interest is going to be great. And as Andy mentioned, we're going to showcase what we've got to offer through marketing channels and social media. But also, we're treating some of the crew members and their supporters as some really authentic experiences whilst they're in town, you know, we're offering to take them on foraging walks, guided history-based walks around the town. We're taking them off to Lismore for the day to really indulge them in some culture and our way of living in some of these rural places. So we're really showcasing some of the best that we've got to offer. And that international crew and the international media opportunities will equally shine a light, not just on Oban, but on Argyll and the Isles as a destination for visitors. Really important for us and a great opportunity.
Yeah, and hopefully it will attract as well people from in Scotland to come to this this kind of event, because it's a, you know, it's almost in the sort of one-off category, isn't it, in that timescale, to come and see what will be an amazing spectacle. I mean, I'm imagining, I don't know how many boats are coming, but you know, that being in the harbour area there, can imagine that be a real spectacle of all those boats in and all of that activity. It's going to be fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah, there's 11 boats and there's a you know, the crewed with people who are also amateur sailors. This is not just a race for people who are professional sailors. One of Clipper's legacy requirements is that, you know, they want to pass on a love of sailing and racing and yachting. And all those people are going to be in the town. They're going to be in amongst the locals. They're going to be in amongst the visitors, talking about what an amazing experience they're having in Oban and the previous stops that they've had. And it's a very welcoming race. And one thing that all of the partners here on the call and lots of others, a cast of a lot of people who are volunteering their time to make this a fantastic success. One of the things that we're really working hard on is to create legacy. This isn't just about 10 days in July. This is about how we showcase our destination to the best that we can, but that we create a legacy, whether that be connections between schools. We've connected some schools in Oban with schools in Washington, whether that be sustainability legacy through some of the events that SAMS are doing, and the legacy, of course, of creating desire people to come to the town.
Yeah, and as you say, a lot of work, Selina, you've been involved from the being the sort of council's point person in that. You know, there's a lot of things perhaps people wouldn't think about that, you know, you're working with others in the steering group to make sure it's all in place to make it happen. You know, maybe give a flavour of what's going on at the moment in the run-up to the event.
Yes, people, we have a steering committee because all started with the partnership between Clipper Ventures and Bitforban in council. We are partners in this agreement, but we have a steering committee including local charities, Rotary Club is on the steering committee. We have Rockfield as a venue, and they part of the committee. Life Argyle, SAMS, obviously. We have Food from Argyll, so who is going to manage the Food and Drink Village. We have RIYA. We have all sorts of, you know, representatives from our community working together. And as a coordinator, I always tap into the skills and expertise of council officers as well. They're helping me a lot, and all the event, to put all the event together. Everybody's excited and providing their expertise from legals to roads. I mean, roads are taking a big job on their shoulders to keep us safe. So it's a very important part of the preparation they're taking on board. We also talked to Oban Sailing Club, who is very excited about the event, and they welcome, you know, the crew. They putting up some events for the spectators to watch. We have lots of enthusiasm, and I think some key events are really there for us, because Food from Argyll would like to showcase to the whole world how world class produce what we have. Yeah, I mean, I think this teamwork, team effort is something very important for the success of this event. And as Kathy is saying, it's not just for Auburn. It's going to be, we will be building legacy here, and including a Clipper Connect event, we're going to put for the local businesses to have the opportunity to network with the experts from around the world. I mean, these people having so much transference skills to share and bring some expertise, maybe have connections for the business. We will see how it goes, but we make a good effort to provide for the local businesses as well, because we understand the importance of economic growth from that event for longer than just 10 days.
What sort of economic benefit are you expecting to see out of this? What are we thinking about? Are we expecting visitors to open off the back of this? Because it's, it feels to me like it's quite a significant event for Auburn.
On the top of just a short kind of economic impact, when the visitors are going to flood in, when we have 300 crew with their families, because it's a homecoming leg, and this is the biggest celebration of the whole year. Everybody is so excited to be here, to see Auburn. Somebody is not first time here, somebody is first time, and they know about how welcome, Scotland is. So they're looking forward for that. But on the top of this, we hope this network of the crew, because they're coming from 84 different countries, they're going to take it somewhere and talk about us, and talk about Auburn, talk about Argyll, and spread this. Because, there is no better buy-in than somebody, your friend is telling you about the experience. And that's what we're trying to put on, give them the good experience. And then it will last for whatever years it's going to last. But it's not just that. Bringing visitors in for longer than 10 days, but the businesses should be able to benefit from this as well long-term. Creating new relationships, maybe opening new markets. So there is a big hope. I mean, from the experience of the laundry, there was a good economic impact of this event, of talking of millions. Yeah.
I mean, that would be fantastic. And I mean, Andy, I'm sure you and the business community and the rest of the steering group are massively busy, because it's, I mean, there's also the mods coming to Auburn this year. It's a big year for Auburn. How's that been, and what's the mood like with everybody that's working on this?
I think we're getting to the stage where we've got we've pulled together the event program, or we're in the process of doing that, and I think there's now it's the realization of we need to be speaking to the business community and telling them, how to plan for the impact. And we've managed to secure a lot of additional car parking within the town. And again, to go back to what Zelina was saying with partnership working with the education department, with roads department, and harbours, it's been absolutely fantastic. And we sometimes hear, oh, we can't do this or we can't do that. I've never heard anyone from any department within the council throughout this project saying, we can't do it, it's right, how do we achieve it? And the guys are just going, there's some of the guys in roads and amenities, they're just going and running with us. This is what we want to do. Yes, let's go do it. Road closures, this is what we need to do, right? Let's go and do it. And It's been really, really good. And I think that we are showcasing the town and Argyll and Bute. And I'm sure Cathy will back me up on this, is that the tourists that we are getting now, or the visitors we are getting now, they're high-end, high-spending visitors who want an immersive experience of going to Lismore, going to, Kerrera, visiting the islands, going over to Mull, seeing the opportunities, and that's where our tourism is our tourism market is going at the moment, and it's absolutely fantastic. And where our office is in Stevenson Street, we're surrounded by Airbnbs, hotels, etc. And every single day, it's Americans, it's Canadians, people from all over the world at the moment who are coming and spending a few nights in the town, and it is now high end tourism. All the smaller cruise ships that are coming into Oban from the adventure cruise ships, again, they want immersive experience. They want to know what it's like to. They want to know what Scotch broth tastes like. So they want to know what mince and tatties is like, you know. But they also want to see our fantastic seafood, you know. And Oban is absolutely spoiled for choice. You can go and stand on the pier and have, you know, seafood out of one of the huts, or you go to some of our high end restaurants. And it is all about how we, you know, share these experiences. So when folk go away, they say to their friends and their family, oh, I went to this wonderful place, Oban. And there's so many things to do. There's so many places you can visit. The locals are friendly. The pubs are great. The music is great. We want that immersive experience for everyone. And I think we're going to do a fantastic job with it.
No, I'm sure that. Fab to have such an amazing year for events in Oban. Anoushka, you know, you've also got a big year because you've got, as well as this and the Connect event I asked you about, there's the Challenger Conference. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to touch on that. That's later in the year. But also, you know, how can businesses get involved? What's happening with the Business Connect event?
Well, I think we're in quite a difficult time at the moment. We've got all this climate change. We've got lots of negative things happening. And sustainability is the big challenge for everybody. And I think sustainability is also a great opportunity for people to kind of do things better. And the sustainability, we have a Business Connect event at SAMS that will focus very much on how can we make things more sustainable, be more innovative, doing things better, new, and showing people what's possible in the adventure tourism category. I mean, you know, we want to all have tourism. We all want to go other places, but we don't want to continue kind of blasting too much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And we don't want to keep on polluting our environment. We don't want to have more plastic on our beaches. We don't want to have more all of this. So it is about a reset of the economy. And our local businesses, we are not actually spoiled very often with, like in the cities where there's lots of events where people can come together and hear from each other and learn from each other. I mean, we can use the internet, but it's not the same as meeting in person. And so we'll be hosting an event in person at SAMS where we try and bring the community together to discuss those kind of big issues and probably inspire people to dare to try new things out. I think that's really important. I wanted to add also to what Andy said earlier about what's special about Oban. I think it's really hard for us in some ways to compete with these big venues because they can throw millions where we can't throw millions. But what we have is this real genuineness in the people, the friendliness of the locals. Is I think our single biggest selling point, and it's really important that we also make sure that the locals feel it's not just for tourists. You know, the Clipper Race is also something for us to come together, for us to go on to see these big boats that never come, that you have to travel a long way for. It's somewhere for the kids to kind of see that they could go on these boats, that they can start these adventure journeys that people do, because this is when they come into the harbour, that's a fun bit, you know, but they have just crossed Atlantic Oceans. They have done things that are potentially, they're really quite dangerous, you know, there's real, real big adventure. And to have adventurers come into town and for our young generation to kind of be inspired to do these things, I think we've got to make sure that the local community knows that there'll be a lot of fun and exciting and novel things for them as well.
No, I think that's a really good point. And Cathy, maybe where can people find out more information, whether you're a Scotland visitor, you're just somebody from Oban or Argyll who wants to take it in, or you're an international visitor, where can they get more information about how to get involved?
Yeah, so loveoban.org is our main sort of platform where the draft programme or the programme highlights are there at the moment, and we're going to be building out that content over the next few weeks. There's also other channels as well. So, you know, Bedford Oban's website is being updated. We've got our social channels, which is a good place to track what's happening. Of course, Clipper have their own social channels if you want to see what other stopovers look like. And we'll be inviting press and media to the town in the duration when Clipper are in town with us. So the best place to look is the Love Oban website. Keep an eye on that. The programme is being updated, so check regularly. If visitors or local communities who might need accommodation are thinking about that, our recommendation is to book early, because we are anticipating the town to be busy, and we are sensitive to managing that as best we can for the locals. And as Zelina mentions, a lot of work going on to ensure that locals can go about their day-to-day business as well as enjoy the Clipper event.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe check out your other sites about what else they can do. If they're coming to Oban, maybe they can stop off on the way or on the way back and enjoy some more of wonderful Argyll and Bute and what we've got to offer, because it's vast and varied, isn't it?
100%. So our Wild About Argyll site will give you the orientation to the whole area, and will help people who might want to stay outside the town and travel in for the event. There's going to be lots of additional parking, so we do encourage people if they do want to or have to bring the car. But also, you know, we have great links into Oban through public transport. It's one of the best served, so people from Glasgow want to come, they should definitely use the train, and there's a great bus service as well, of course. So we encourage people to, where possible, leave the car behind and travel sustainably.
Yeah, excellent. Anything else that you want, any of you want to highlight, or about things people should know, or anybody that's been involved in this we haven't given a shout out? Zelina, you want to pick something up?
I just want to say that, as Cathy mentioned, this the crew members, they're just normal people, and they are very open to approachable, and they encouraged by Clipper's motto is to, you know, promote adventurous tourism. And they, if you meet somebody on the street, just come and talk to them, I mean, and ask for their experience, or if they're in the pub next to you. I mean, I think it's just an interesting experience for anybody to have a chat with somebody who just crossed Atlantic, you know, and how did they come to do that? There's so different interesting stories behind of every single person there. So do and have enjoy this communication with people.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point, because it's, I can't imagine, as you know, being an amateur and getting on one of these big yachts and taking on that challenge. It's amazing. And Andy, you wanted to come back in.
Yeah, just going back to what Zelina was saying, we hosted last year. It was a Swedish tour company, and they visited the town for, they made 8 visits with about 30 people every week, and they wanted to meet up with like-minded people, locals who. And they wanted to find out what's it like living in Scotland, and what's it like living in Oban in November or December or February? What's the local politics? What's the local challenges? What's day to day life like? And we introduced a lot of locals to this group, and as a result of that, when it came the following year, we had people who were coming back, and again, because of experience that friends and maybe relatives had on that, they wanted to, they came over as well. And one of the venues we'd use was we'd use the Rockfield venue, and it was just go and meet some locals. We invited people to come and, you know, just come and interact and just find out what it's like to live in the area, how amazing it is. Because there's lots of us maybe moved to Oban, like myself, 18 years ago. I moved to stay here for two years. and this is home now. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else other than here.
Yeah, well, as somebody that came 10 years ago and has no plans to go anywhere, I can identify with that.
Yeah.
That Andy, it's got a real pull to it, hasn't it? So, well, I mean, thank you all. Hopefully that's given just a taster of what's in store for Oban. So encourage people to look out for all the events, 12th to the 21st of July. Come along and see what's going on in Oban for some of that time. And I mean, I think all what you've all given just a tiny taste of the work that's going into this, but I know it's a massive bit of work for all of you and a whole load of other people in the background, and we won't have mentioned all of them, so a big thank you to all of them, because we can't name check everybody here today, but thank you all. So make sure people check out the Love Oban site, and we'll put a link on the website to that so people can get all the information. And I can't wait to come and see it all for myself. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Pippa.
Thank you very much, Pippa.
A big thank you to Zelina, Kathy, Anushka and Andrew for joining me and for all the hard work that's going in to make this a successful event. Please do go to Oban and enjoy some of the activities and see the amazing spectacle of the Clipper race coming into town. And if you're looking for more information, you can find more on oban.org.uk. Pippa's Podcast.